Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, cloudy skies early, then clearing, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, upper 40s, around 50. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 26. As we enter Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Hospitality businesses in the Sunflower State who got loans through an emergency relief fund will no longer have to repay the money. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that funding provided through the Hospitality Industry Relief Emergency Fund has been converted from bridge loans to grants. The program was originally envisioned as a working capital loan program. Businesses that have made repayments will be reimbursed. The fund was established last year to provide immediate help for Kansas hospitality businesses. The Wyandotte Nation plans to open a new main casino next week near Wichita. The Crosswinds Casino will open next Tuesday in Park City. The opening comes after years of legal battles, including the state of Kansas filing an unsuccessful lawsuit seeking to block the tribe from operating the casino. The Wyandotte Nation opened a small temporary facility on the site back in October. I'm Rick Averett with your Wednesday Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Sedgwick County's top prosecutor has cleared five Wichita officers and county sheriff's deputies of wrongdoing in the fatal 2019 shooting of a Wichita man outside his home. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett said this week that the officers are immune from prosecution in the May 2019 death of 49-year-old Robert Sabater. Police say Sabater called police twice to his home in the hours before he was killed, claiming people were outside. Bennett said officers returned a third time and fatally shot Sabater after he fired a gun and pointed it at police. The investigation showed officers fired 46 rounds at Sabater. A legislative audit says Kansas may have paid $600 million worth of bogus claims for unemployment benefits last year. The report released yesterday by the GOP-controlled legislature's nonpartisan auditing division gave a figure that's more than double than the State Department of Labor's estimate. The report suggested that nearly one in four unemployment claims paid last year may have been fraudulent. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A bill that would impose harsher penalties on protesters who loot, riot, or commit other crimes has received a chilly reception from a Nebraska legislative committee. Some critics of the bill argued yesterday that it would infringe on free speech rights and punish people who gather peacefully. The measure was modeled after a recently passed Tennessee law and was introduced in response to last year's Black Lives Matter protests in Omaha and Lincoln that led to property damage and one death. Investor Warren Buffett's right-hand man says the U.S. stock market is overhauled but doesn't know when the bubble will burst. Billionaire Charlie Munger is vice chairman of Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway conglomerate. Munger said yesterday that the recent frenzy over GameStop's stock was driven by small investors gambling on the stock market like some people bet at a horse race. In a lighter moment, Munger also said that the secret to a happy life is low expectations. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This year's theme for the Marshall County Fair is Summer Fun in 21, which runs July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Crystal Busey has volunteered to coordinate the County Fair Parade. As COVID cases continue declining, with Marshall County down to 2 active cases and Washington County just 1, the Washington County Hospital this week will begin allowing inpatients to have 2 adult visitors per day between 2 and 7 p.m. All visitors must undergo screening to rule out potential illness before being allowed to visit and must wear a mask while inside the hospital. Visitors are asked to check in at the ER waiting room each day you enter the building. Don't visit if you're not feeling well. Visitors will not be allowed for patients who are COVID positive or awaiting test results. An arraignment hearing for Jefferson Good, who is scheduled Wednesday in Marshall County District Court in connection with first-degree murder charges filed in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion last January. A second man, Jeremy Penix II, has a plea arraignment set for March 2nd. It's yet to be determined if a single jury trial or separate trials will be held for the two accused of arson and murder. February 16th, the Hanover, Washington, and Bremen Fire Departments were dispatched to 2624 26th Road in Washington County for a report of a hog shed on fire. Kansas Department of Transportation approved bids for several projects, including mill and overlay on Kansas Highway 9 for 12 miles from the East U.S. 77 Junction to the South K-99 Junction. 12 miles of sealing is planned in Washington County on K-148 from U.S. 36 north to the state line, K-143 into the city of Hanover, and K-243 east to the Hollenberg Pony Express Station. Finally, a mill and overlay project will include 20 miles in Pottawatomie County on Kansas Highway 16 from U.S. 77 east to K-99. The National Weather Service will provide online virtual spotter talks this year due to the ongoing pandemic. 8 online sessions begin this week, running through the end of March. They'll last around an hour and touch on topics including severe thunderstorm structure features and safety. The weather spotter talks are open to the public. Anyone can register by going online to weather.gov/TOP/spotter talks. Then scrolling down to the calendar and finding the talks on the date you prefer. You can use this link provided with the date to register. Kansas Severe Spring Preparedness Week is next week with the annual statewide tornado drill planned Tuesday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. with a backup date scheduled next Thursday. The Homer Hansen Stadium Committee will present a public meeting Thursday evening at 5 with representatives of Mammoth Sports Construction, discussing potential improvements, including artificial turf, track improvements, and press box at Homer Hansen Stadium. Public is welcome Thursday evening at 5 at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Helen M. Crocht, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Crocht. Joseph Brungart, age 14, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Private family burial at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Brungart. Chevy D. Immel, age 3, infant son of Chevy and Catherine Smith Immel, passed away unexpectedly February 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chevy Himmel. Keith Glenn Ayers, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf in charge of arrangements for Keith Ayers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken bacon pasta, garlic bread, Normandy blend, and apricots. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, cornbread, beets, peaches, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system across the central parts of the Rockies, High Plains area, bringing a little bit of some clouds and a little bit of some scattered snow showers, but we will see clearing skies for today. High-pressure system overhead, we're going to see sunny skies for tomorrow, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the upper 40s and into the 50s. So across the area, clearing skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies around 50. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we head into Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs in the upper 50s. Saturday night, partly cloudy around 30. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 40s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late February, 50. Record high on this date, 79. The average low, 24, and the record low, 4 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:15. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. Overcast, 25 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The Lakers in free fall and new details on Tiger Woods' crash. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a matchup featuring two of the Western Conference's best, the defending champion Lakers were simply outmatched by the league's best team.
Here's Royce O'Neal with it. Top of the key, Joe Ingles. Left side, Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell down the middle all the way, slammed up. Wow.
The call on ESPN LA 710. Rudy Gobert and Jordan Clarkson each had 18 points, while the Jazz made 20 or more three-pointers in a game for the 11th time this season. Utah rolled past the Lakers 114-89. The free-falling Lakers have now lost a season-high four straight. The Celtics had no answers for Danilo Gallinari.
It's taken by Kevin Huerter. Kevin's going to come back the other way. Quick pass over to Gallo. Left side, open three. Bang!
On WZGC, Gallinari drilled 10 threes off the bench to set a new franchise record. Trae Young added 33 in Atlanta's 127-112 rout of Boston. Tiger Woods continues his recovery in a Los Angeles hospital following Tuesday's rollover crash that left him with multiple compound fractures in his lower right leg and a shattered ankle. The investigation continues into the cause of the crash. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said substance intoxication is not being considered a factor.
He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics, or anything like that.
ABC's Matt Gutman.
We know so little about how this crash actually happened. That's because officials say there were no skid marks, no brake marks, but they have announced that there was a black box in that vehicle, and investigators will get a chance to examine it.
On the ice of the NHL, the Stars turned defense into offense to stop their six-game skid.
Final seconds tick off. Boxa, left circle and a shot. Score!
On KTCK, all three of Dallas's goals scored by defensemen. The Stars shut out the Panthers 3-0 for their first win since February 2nd. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
1A's upstate quarterfinals tip off Thursday and Friday nights. Thursday night, Frankfort girls host Onega live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Axtell tips off at Blue Valley. Lynn will host Pike Valley. Centralia's at Clifton Clyde, Troy at Donifa West. Hanover girls receive a bye in the first round. Friday, Frankfort boys host Onega live on KNDY-FM. Axtell host Blue Valley, Lynn at Pike Valley. Centralia entertains Donifa West. Troy is at Jackson Heights. Hanover boys receive a bye in the first round.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau asking USDA to extend the deadline to apply for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. In January, an additional $13 billion in assistance was made available to help farmers and ranchers suffering losses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The current deadline is tomorrow, but recent severe weather and suspension of CFAP payments have led to challenges and confusion surrounding the application process. In a letter sent to the Ag Secretary Vilsack, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the recent regulatory freeze on pending executive actions, though common, has created confusion for farmers and ranchers with respect to eligibility in the application process. The letter also notes severe weather, which has impacted travel conditions and created broadband disruptions, may have also impacted farmers' ability to complete the application process. Farm Bureau asking USDA to extend the deadline to apply for assistance by at least 30 days after the regulatory review is complete. New bipartisan legislation would make more farmers and ranchers eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program. Representative Ron Kind of Wisconsin and Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska reintroduced the Paycheck Protection Clarification for Producers Act. This legislation would allow farmers and ranchers organized as partnerships or LLCs access to the program. The lawmakers say these farmers have been unable to apply for loans under the new calculation because the Small Business Administration interpretation of eligibility for partnerships or limited liability companies. Representative Fortenberry said Nebraska leads the U.S. in per capita PPP loans approved, but he said due to some quirks in the law, some farmers hit hard by COVID were left out. Representative Kind said no farmer should be shut out of the crucial program and denied a financial lifeline because of an interpretation error. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
American Information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. We saw a strong day in the ag futures markets on Wednesday. Everything was up and significantly. It was very nice to watch over the course of the day. March, Kansas City wheat up 15 at 656. May up 15 and 3/4 at 663. We saw double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. Strong day for wheat. March, corn up 5.5 at 559 and a quarter. May, corn up 4.5 at 557. So a positive day for corn. Soybeans did well. Soybeans have been doing well for the last several days. March beans up 17 and 3/4 on Wednesday at 1423 and 3/4. May beans up 17 and a quarter at 14.25 and three quarters. Double-digit gains in each of the back months. Soybean meal was up. March up 180 at 428.30. May up 130 at 427.30. March bean oil up 188 at 51.14. May bean oil was up 166 at 50.03. So a strong day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton was up. March cotton up 96 points, 92.33. May cotton finished up 102 at 93.69. So big day for cotton. Also, the livestock complex had some struggles early in the week, but Wednesday was a great day. February live cattle 116.57 up 95. April at 122.22 up 102. So a big day for fat cattle. March feeders up 180 at 140.37. April up 215 at 144.75. So the cattle complex looked really good. And hogs had a heyday. April hogs up $3 at 89.42. May hogs finished the day up $2.70 at 91.55. All the back months were sharply higher as well. So live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all had a great day. Corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat were all strong on Wednesday, too. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sim Angus bulls, 12 commercial 3-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com.
Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting well over 2,000 head of cattle for a big sale today, including 18 black and red March calving cows, 6 years and older, 5 black summer calving cows, 3 to 7 years old, 5 black baldy replacement quality heifers, 12 black replacement quality heifers weighing 7 to 8. 8 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 36 weighing at 5 to 6, 19 weighing 5 to 7, 48 weighing at 5 to 7, 30 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 40 weighing 5 to 7, 9 black heifers weighing 5 to 7, 30 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 12 weighing 5 to 7, and 100 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7 and a quarter. 15 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 50, 45 mixed Charolais steers 5 and a quarter to 650, 44 black steers and heifers 5 and a half to 9, with 180 weighing 575 to 8. 10 black steers, 6 to 7, 8 crossbred steers and heifers, 6 to 7, 60 black bulls weighing 6 to 7, 40 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7, 50, 40 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 80 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 50, 15 black and red steers and heifers, 6, 50 to 7, 57 black steers and heifers, 6, 50 to 7, 35 black and red steers and heifers, 6, 50 to 7, 50, 17 black steers and heifers, 6 and a half to 775. 13 black heifers weigh 650 to 775, 40 black steers and heifers 650 to 8, 45 weighing in at 675 to 8, 50 black and Charolais steers and heifers 675 to 8, 15 black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 45 black steers 7 to 775. 45 black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 50 black and red steers weigh 7 to 8, 85 black and red steers and heifers, 7 to 8, with 75 weighing 725 to 775. 45 black steers and heifers, 475 to 6. 10 black steers weigh 725 to 775. 29 mixed steers, 775 to 8. 50 mixed steers and heifers weigh 8 to 8.5. 50 black steers and heifers, 8 to 9. 90 weighing 8 to 9. 60 black steers, 850 to 9 and a quarter. 85 black and red steers, 850 to 950. 60 black and red yearling steers, 875 to 9. 60 black yearling steers, 880 to 9. And 8 black heifers weigh 925 to 950. Early consignments for a big run of cattle today. Sale start time at 10:30. Cafe is open at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Which dogs are the best at guarding hearth and home? You might be surprised by which breeds are best at guard duty. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 25th, the 56th day of the year. Musician George Harrison was born on this day in 1943, and Frank Sinatra's last performance before a live audience was on this day in 1995. Dogs are better than any other animal, and even some people, at reading human body language and distinguishing between normal and unusual activity. Those are the traits most valuable in a guard dog, not necessarily a vicious bark or bite. Breeds like Scottish Terriers, Airedales, and Standard Poodles are often cited as excellent guard dogs. Less suitable breeds are those at either end of the excitable spectrum. Herding dogs like Border Collies may prove too excitable, while those with calm natures like Bloodhounds may be too laid back. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 25 degrees in Marysville this morning. Middle 40s on tap for a high today.
Mid-America Network Sports for your Thursday. One of the major benefits of playing a full season pretty much on schedule during a pandemic is what the NFL learned technologically from 2020. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has found new avenues of communication that will be common in future seasons. Goodell said virtual meetings have now become the standard in the NFL. We're not going to have as much in-person meetings when we get back. Goodell made the comments yesterday at the NFL's Women's Career in Football Forum. He went on to say that I think technology is something we have embraced and will make us better. A national report released yesterday brings to the surface a prior sexual harassment investigation into Les Miles, the current head coach at the University of Kansas and former Louisiana State University head football coach. The USA Today report said in 2013, Miles weathered an internal investigation into allegations that he sexual harassed and made sexist comments about student workers. Mid-America Network Sports.
1A Substate Basketball pairings announced with quarterfinal play beginning this Thursday and Friday. Hanover number 1 and Wetmore number 2 girls and boys teams are top seed in the Axel Substate and all receive a bye in the first round. Thursday night, 5th seed Axel girls tip off at 4th seed Blue Valley. 3rd seed Lynn girls host 6th seed Pike Valley. On the boys side, 4th seed Axel will host Blue Valley Friday night. 6th seed Lynn tips off at 3rd seed Pike Valley. Semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Axel High School, with a championship Saturday, March 6. In the Centralia Substate, Jackson Heights girls are top seed with a bye. Second seed Donovan West will host Troy. Third seed Frankfort girls host Onega this Thursday. And fifth seed Centralia girls tip off at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde boys are top seed with a bye. Second seed Frankfort boys host Onega Friday. Third seed Jackson Heights hosts Troy. And fourth seed Centralia boys will host Donovan West. Winners advance to semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Centralia, with the championship Saturday, March 6. Brackets are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Class 2A and 3A Substate basketball pairings released Wednesday. Class 3A girls, Marysville's the number 6 seed, tipping off at 3rd seed Royal Valley Monday evening at 7. Marysville boys are the second seed. They'll host 7th seed Sabetha Tuesday evening at 7. In Class 2A, boys, 4th seed Washington County will host 5th seed Valley Heights Monday at 7. And in 2A girls, top seed Valley Heights will host 8th seed Republic County Tuesday at 7, while 3rd seed Washington County will host number 6 seed Valley Falls Tuesday evening at 7. Substate 1A quarterfinals, Frankfort hosting Onega. Girls play Thursday, boys Friday. 7 o'clock tips live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
KNDY. 14 when my daddy's old man called me halfway through my first beer. He laughed so hard when my face turned green. He said, "You come from a long line of sinners like me." Now me and my brother go to see him sometimes, but he don't have much to say anymore. So we sit on his headstone with a few of Jack B. Here's to a long line of sinners like me. La-di-da, 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 la-di-da. I come from a long line of sinners like me. My mama had a soft spot for a hell-raising boy, so she had two more just like him. It takes an angel to raise a family that comes from a long line of sinners like me. Well, now maybe, who knows, one day I'll settle down, give my dad a grandson of his own. And when the doctor smacks him, he'll probably take a swing, 'cause he'll come from a long line of sinners like me.